Bezrat Hashem, this is Emunah Beams with your host Laser Brody. Today's podcast is dedicated to a very close young friend of mine, is Noam. Noam is in the Hezder unit of the Israeli Tank Corps, and Noam sends a question. He asked me, how do you learn Torah in a way that it comes alive? That's a great question. Noam, we're proud of you, that your army duty and you're taking time to learn Torah, this is wonderful. The way to learn Torah, for it to come alive, is whatever you're learning, whether it's Gemara, whether it's Chumash, doesn't matter what you're learning, even Halacha, look at the Torah as if Hashem is talking directly to you. And look at the Torah and see, what can I apply? What is this? What's the message here? And I'll tell you why the message. Because Hashem really is talking to you. The Torah you learn is the product of precision divine providence over you. And Hashem gives you messages. We know, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov teaches us that a person has to look at the wisdom in everything. So if a person looks at the wisdom in everything, you could see the wisdom in current events, you could see the wisdom if you see a guy going past you on a motorcycle, you see a dog walking down the street. If you look at it, whatever's happening in your life, you could see the wisdom and how it's a personal message for you. Because if Hashem wanted you to see it, it means that it's a personal message for you. All the more so when Hashem decides that you're going to learn a particular segment of Torah, or you're going to learn a particular segment in the Gemara, especially for people that learn Daf Yomi. When you learn Daf Yomi and you look at it as if it's a special telegram for you, because Hashem decreed that this is the particular page of Gemara that you learn today, then it's a message you need to live your life today. And in particular, and in general, message you need to live your life. So when a person learns Torah like that, the Torah comes alive. And you see, and especially when you see the stories in the Gemara, this is not just some story in the Gemara, this is a lesson in morals from Hashem, particularly for me. Turn to Tractate Tiny, page 20, and you see the story about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And he had learned Torah for a couple of years, and he felt very good about himself. And he saw this old man on the way back, and the old man was very ugly. What he didn't know is that the old man, as was Elijah the prophet, dressed up in that old man. And he said he felt very smug and very proud. And the little man looked like a little ignoramus. And he said, hey, sir, what makes you so ugly? So the old man answered him in a way that was the most embarrassing way. And he says, if you think I'm ugly, you're not insulting me. You're insulting the creator who made me, because he decided that. All right, so you're saying the creator makes ugly creations. But Shimon ben Elazar knew that he made a big mistake, that he took his Torah learning and took it to arrogance. And this is something, you read a story like this, and it comes alive to you. So wait a second, maybe I'm doing the same thing. Maybe I'm taking one of my abilities, and I feel smug, or I feel arrogant, or I feel better for someone else. When you look and you apply the Torah as if it's Hashem personally talking to you, and it is Hashem personally talking to you, because that Torah you're learning is Hashem's light, then it really comes alive. Hashem should help that we should all love our Torah, and it should be alive for us. And I want to pray for Noam and his friends and his tank unit, that Hashem should protect them, and they should go home and after their service, and they should be safe and sound and healthy and raise families and have a wonderful life full of Torah and children learning Torah. And all their heart's wishes for the very best. Amen. God bless.